laying out three options the Twins have with top prospect Jose Miranda on today's episode of Locked On Twins.
You are Locked On Twins, your daily Minnesota Twins podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome to the Locked On Minnesota Twins podcast. Today is Wednesday, December 15th, and I'm your gracious host, Nash Walker. Thank you for making Locked On Twins your first listen every day. We are free and available on all podcast platforms. Please subscribe on YouTube, Locked On Twins channel, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm glad you're listening. This is Nash Walker, writer at Twins Daily, lifelong Twins fan, bringing you 5 days a week coverage on the Minnesota Twins. If you didn't listen to Monday's episode, you wouldn't know that Friday is the 500th episode, my 500th episode as host of Locked On Twins. Very excited. Tomorrow we're going to have Matt Cantorino, Twins pitching prospect. We've talked a lot about Matt on the show because he was so good in a limited 2021 season, limited by injury. It was amazing when he pitched. We'll talk to him tomorrow. If you have any cool questions for Matt, feel free to reach out on Twitter at NashWalker9 or at Locked On Twins. Send me those questions you have, and we'll get to those with him tomorrow. I really look forward to that episode. Should be fun with Matt Cantorino. So tune back in tomorrow, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts, for that interview with Matt. What we're talking about today is another Twins prospect. And yesterday, I broke down the 10 most likely prospects to make their debut for the Twins in 2022. Number one, I think by a mile, is Jose Miranda, because barring injury, he's going to play for the Twins in 2022. For those of you who don't know much about Miranda, I didn't really before this season either. I mean, I was aware of him in the Twins system, but they left him unprotected after the 2019 season, or I think going into 2020, left him unprotected off the 40-man. So they didn't think another team would pick him up and put him on the 26-man roster for the whole season. He was decent in the minors, high contact rates, decent on base, just no pop. And the Twins working with Miranda, who plays third, second, and first, that's very important. Played a little bit of short, but he's not a shortstop. Like, he's not going to fill the Twins' vacancy at shortstop. Maybe in an emergency could fill in there, very much like Nick Gordon in that same vein. But Twins working with Miranda to be more selective at the plate, to spit on more pitches, to drive the baseball. And my goodness, did he drive the baseball in 2021. I always say this, but it's so true. The Twins were brutal last year, especially in the first half. Mostly in the first half. Second half, you know, they were hovering around 500 for the second half in terms of their second half record. So bad in the first half, but there was always something exciting happening with Jose Miranda. It was insane, the production that he was putting up at Double-A, then gets moved up to Triple-A, hits three home runs in his debut for the Saints. Insanity. It was an amazing year. He's one of the best players in the minors this year, if not the best hitter, led all of minor league baseball on total bases. Was just, there was nothing wrong with his game. His strikeout rate was great. Walk rate was there. The home runs, the average, everything was right there. I think he hit 343 for the Saints with power. He had just a phenomenal year. Should have been called up late in the season. And people were saying, when I wrote this article at twinsdaily.com, I think it was three reasons why Jose Miranda won't be called up. And I was getting pushback like, it's not that hard. It's not that hard. It wasn't that hard. All the Twins had to do was get rid of Andrelton Simmons, and they didn't. And unless they were going to get rid of Andrelton Simmons or an injury happened, Miranda wasn't going to get called up, and that's what happened. They did not cut Andrelton Simmons, and no one really got hurt down the stretch in spots where Miranda would have filled. That would be third base with Donaldson. He did DH a lot, but Arise was playing third. Polanco's at second. You know, they all need to get their time. Nick Gordon was playing. There simply was not a spot. The Twins had an option. They could have DFA'd Simmons, moved Polanco back to short, and started Miranda at second. They chose not to do that. And them choosing not to do that also tells me that Jorge Polanco will not be the starter on opening day at shortstop. I just don't see that happening. And we'll break that down more as we get through this offseason, who I think the best options are at short, who the best options are remaining. But there wasn't an option unless the Twins were to move Polanco back to short, or I mean, even if they started Nick Gornet short, where's Miranda playing? Arise and Donaldson were splitting time at third. Polanco was playing second every day at an MVP level. There was no place for Miranda to go. DH was filled by Donaldson or Sano or whoever. You know, it was revolving door of DH. Garver was DHing when he came back a little bit. So there really was no spot for him. And actually, when you look at opening day next year, this is the same thing. Unless Jorge Polanco is moving to short, what's the role for Jose Miranda next year on opening day for the Twins? Let's talk about three options. I think there's three routes the Twins could go. The fourth would be to trade Jose Miranda. I would not be in favor of that. But do not rule that out. I think people are ruling that out because you look at the current players on the roster and you think like Luis Arraez, it's way more likely Luis Arraez will get traded than Jose Miranda. Very similar position group, right? Second and third, DH. Louis can't play first, really, but Miranda can play first. It's very similar. Arise, 4 years left of team control. Miranda, six. What's the big difference there? Why would Miranda be way less likely to be traded than Arise? Just keep that in mind as we get through the offseason, as the Twins hopefully make some trades. Keep that in mind. The fourth option, I'm not going to discuss it at length past this little snippet, is that Miranda is moved over someone like Arise, someone like Kepler. Just putting it out there, possibility, someone like Sano. Kepler is a little bit removed from that because we're looking at the Twins' glut at first, second, and third. Because you have Sano, Kirilloff, Jorge Polanco, Josh Donaldson, Jose Miranda, Luis Arraez. You have five players for three spots. You have an open DH spot. Twins are going to want to rotate. I think Buxton needs to DH a little bit next year, too, to keep him off his feet some days. It's kind of a logjam in that middle infield and at third base. So let's get to the three options. I want to tell you about Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever, and it's healthy. There are so many flavors. Built Bar gives you that extra fuel. People are so passionate about their favorite player. Mint chocolate brownie, I love. You can tell Santa to throw a few Built Bars in those stockings. Dip your Built Bar into a piping hot cup of cocoa. And if you like some of those marshmallowy treats around the holidays, you need to get your hands on Built Bar Puffs. They're light, fluffy, and marshmallowy through and through. Different flavors, all covered in chocolate. Tastes so good, you won't believe that they're filled with protein. Go to Built.com. Use promo code LOCKED15. Get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. Built Bars are delicious. Built Bars are healthy. And I'm telling you, they're the best tasting protein bar ever. Built.com, promo code LOCKED15. Use promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, for 15% off at Built.com. All right, Twins fans, it's already been an interesting offseason, and it won't be long before pitchers and catchers report. Can't wait. I'm going to give you the inside track on the absolute best fantasy baseball platform in the industry. It's FanTrax. FanTrax is the most customizable MLB fantasy platform in the industry, offering the greatest fantasy experience for your dynasty, keeper, redraft, and best ball leagues. Create or join a fantasy baseball commissioner league. Invite your friends and dominate your draft this season. It's also the top dynasty fantasy baseball platform in the industry. Ever have a trade go wrong or make a mistake in dropping a player? Fantrax commissioner tools allow you to undo any move with one simple click. Among the most trusted names in fantasy sports since 2008, Fantrax invites you to sign up today for free. If you do, you'll be entered to win an official MLB signed Fernando Tatis Jr. baseball. Simply go to fantrax.com. That's FANTRAX.com/lockedon. Use the promo code Tatis when you sign up to be eligible to win. Don't miss this opportunity. Sign up today to win an official MLB signed Fernando Tatis Jr. baseball. Simply go to fantrax.com/lockedon. Use the promo code Tatis. Thank you again for making Locked On Twins your first listen every day. We are free and available on all podcast platforms. So what to do with Jose Miranda? Let's break down their three options. Number one, you make him an opening day starter. And I think a lot of Twins fans would pick that option because, as I said yesterday, prospects are exciting, man. We want to see the kids, especially if the Twins are not going to try in free agency or via the trade market to get better in the rotation. Why not start Jose Miranda on opening day? It would create that excitement you need, and why not, right? Now, anytime, if I get a tweet, if I get a comment, if I get anything, and this happened last summer, because it's the same situation to me, Miranda, nothing's really changed at this point with Miranda and with his spot on the team. I need to ask you, every time you say he should start on opening day, when I say opening day starter, I mean he's in the opening day lineup. Where? You say third base and DH Josh Donaldson. That's fine. You can have Kirilloff in left field. You can have Miguel Sano at first. Where's Luis Arraez? Polanco's at second. You need a shortstop. Assuming they're going to sign a shortstop, Kepler's in right, Buxton's in center. There's your team. As it stands right now, this is their opening day lineup that I project, and I think this is how it looks. Luis Arraez is your DH leading off. It's Lucas Giolito on opening day, most likely, against the White Sox in Chicago. We're already looking ahead. Luis Arraez, DH, Buxton hitting second, center field. Polanco playing second, hitting third. Donaldson cleaning up at third or at third base. Polanco's at second. Alex Kirilloff, fifth in left field. Garver, sixth at catcher. Kepler batting seventh in right field. Sano batting eighth at first base. And then Iglesias, Simmons, whoever they signed to play shortstop, hitting ninth and playing shortstop. So where's Miranda fit into that? He just doesn't. I mean, unless there's an injury in spring training, that's another thing. Like, it's naive to think that this full team will be ready to go on opening day. So that's where you get – you're looking at a team, and especially that glut of players, Arraez, Sano, Donaldson, Polanco, have all had injury histories, right? So the most likely scenario is that one of them is injured. I think when you're looking at it from this perspective, this makes me think, and this has made me think throughout the offseason, that they will deal from that strength, whether that's Josh Donaldson, whether that's Miguel Sano, whether that's Luis Arraez, whether that's Jose Miranda. I think they'll deal from that group. I don't think they're hesitant to deal from that group. They got to get it right. I think it's okay to deal from that group. You just need to deal the right player for the right return. I think it's okay to look at it and say, we want to ensure that Jose Miranda is starting on opening day, not without an injury. Just want to make sure he's starting at third base or DH or second or first or wherever you want him defensively on opening day or not defensively at DH. We want to make sure he's starting. And if that's the case, you could see them deal from that strength. You could see them deal Luis Arraez. You could see them deal Josh Donaldson and take some money on in return or send some money with Josh Donaldson, I should say. You could see them trade Miguel Sano, right? It is going to be about that return. It's about who they believe in long term. And if it's Miranda, I think you do have to make a spot for him. I think you do. And that's in baseball. It's funny. You can always project these things and it oftentimes does not happen that way. But I'm telling you, on December 15th, today, there is no spot in the starting lineup for Jose Miranda. And if there is no spot, you might say, Nash, well, he should make the team, maybe in a platoon role. And I pushed back against this last summer. I said, if you're going to call Jose Miranda up, who's on this tear at AAA and in the minors, if you're going to call him up, he better play every single day. The Twins are in last place. He better play every single day. To once again, I ask you, what has changed? What's different about this team than last year? The last place Twins, they signed Dylan Bundy. They don't have a shortstop. Those are the differences from the team last year. So why should we expect anything different? And if we're expecting nothing different, why is Jose Miranda in a platoon role? Just let him start every single day. And that's kind of the argument for number one. Let's talk about BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football season, we're continuing the march to the playoffs. Vikings hoping to get there. And BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to their new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline is where the game starts. So the second option with Jose Miranda is opening day platoon. And what I mean by that is as a right-handed hitter, he's starting against left-handed pitching and sitting against most right-handed pitching. To which, again, I ask, who is he platooning with? You're not sitting Miguel Sano against lefties. If anything, you're sitting him against righties. You're not sitting Mitch Garver against lefties. You're not sitting, he would DH and Jeffers would probably catch in that case. You're not sitting Josh Donaldson against lefties, who's one of the best right-handed hitters against left-handed pitching in the last decade plus. You're not sitting, you could probably sit Luis Arraez against lefties. That's probably your spot right there. You would sit Arraez, you would DH Miranda or DH Donaldson, play Miranda at third. So I will say there is a spot for him to platoon. Some might say that Arraez should start every day anyway, but his splits are not as great as you might think as a contact hitter. He still doesn't hit left-handed pitching super well. But the on-base is there for the most part in the last three seasons combined. But if you want a platoon, it's going to go through Arraez. Because if Miguel Sano is on this team, on the 26-man roster, he's got to at least start against lefties. And that was what happened last year when he was struggling so mightily against right-handed pitching. He got put into that platoon role. So you could have him make the team. Miranda's coming off the bench. I'm not sure I'm crazy about that. I don't like putting rookies in like super limited roles, but you could, to get Donaldson off his feet, start him at third some days against a righty, like start him 3-4 times a week off the bench, and he'll get enough plate appearances. He'll get up to 300, 400, depending on injury. So I'm not against that. I could hear that out. I'm just always going to push back against part-time roles, especially if the team is not set on competing. Part-time roles for prospects, I'm not always crazy about. Now, if you're the Los Angeles Dodgers and you have a top prospect or prospect coming off a huge year and you want to platoon him, I'm more for it because that team wants to win. This team, I'm not sure, wants to win. So it's kind of counterproductive to me to not get Miranda as many plate appearances as possible to get him adjusted to major league pitching. Number three is start at AAA. Have him come up with an injury, right? He comes up if someone gets hurt. As soon as someone gets hurt, infield, even in the outfield, if you lose a DH or whatever, it's Jose Miranda getting the call. That would be super disappointing. And to Miranda, there was this comparison today, and I was thinking about it. Alex Kirilloff was held down last year, and many called service time, and I don't think that that was wrong. I think part of that had to do with suppressing Kirilloff's service time. However, Kirilloff had not played since 2019. He got called up for the playoff game in 2020 in Game 2 against Houston, but hadn't played in a regular season baseball game since 2019, a year where he wasn't very good, had wrist issues. You know, he wasn't Alex Kirilloff from 2018, had a terrible spring training, and the Twins had a platoon they felt good about, ended up being wrong, with Jake Cave and Kyle Garlick in left field. Or, you know, Luis Arraez was playing left field, actually, on opening day. So there was, and Cave, I believe, was in right and platooning in right with Garlick. So yes, platooning. And they felt good about that. There was a lot of supporting evidence to just service time to keep Kirilloff down. Now, I was on the record saying they should have, I mean, I would have loved to see Kirilloff on opening day. With Miranda, none of that is true. Miranda's coming off of an exceptional year. He's coming off a year where he proved everything you would want a prospect to prove at the plate. He's ready to go. He's older. He can play multiple positions. The team finished in last place last year, so you don't have any benefit of the doubt there. What's your supporting argument for keeping Jose Miranda down? Our roster's full. We'll make a spot for him, right? Like, find a spot for him. And that's kind of my argument with these first two. There's no argument really to start him at AAA. And I've kind of come to that conclusion. I've also come to the conclusion that it's naive to think that this team will be healthy on opening day. We rarely see that. But if he starts at AAA, man, I'm not saying this isn't tricky. I'm not saying that if this current team stands that it's not going to be like somewhat of a project to get him at bats out of the gate. But I think you can, and I've explained how you can throughout with options one and two, especially with one as an opening day starter. That would require moving someone off their spot or an injury. But starting him at AAA is a message. It's a message of – it becomes a service time game at that point. And it's like, what are you playing service time games with Jose Miranda for? It's not like – you know, with Alex Kirilloff, who's a top 20, 25 global prospect at the time, this is not a rip on Jose Miranda at all. With Kirilloff, like, you're more concerned about that than you are with Jose Miranda, who kind of just burst onto the scene. There's no reason to do that. And I would argue there's no reason to do it anyway. It's not good for the team, for the fan base, or for the game ever. And I hope they change it in the CBA. But there's much more of an argument for me to take advantage of that part of the CBA that the players agreed to with Alex Kirilloff than there is with Jose Miranda, especially with where the team's at. Like, the team last year was projected to win the division or at least be co-favorites with the White Sox. You want to hold down a rookie who was terrible in spring training for a couple weeks before you call him up and wait for an injury or whatever before you call him. I can get on board with that at least a little bit. Miranda, I wouldn't. Let me know what you think the Twins should do. Opening day starter, platoon role, or start him at AAA. And if it's an opening day starter role, let me know what you think. If you think, like, Nash is going to be an injury or Nash – it's stupid to think that there won't be a spot. Let me know if you think they should trade Donaldson, Arraez, Sano, Kirilloff, whoever. Let me know of that too. Leave it in the comments. Tweet at me at NashWalker9, at Locked On Twins. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for making Locked On Twins your first listen every day. Now make your second listen Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all podcast platforms. Again, Matt Cantorino tomorrow. Won't want to